Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Be you in a relationship, be you single, be you in whatever state you are. I hope that today is a good day and filled with love and all sorts of yummy things to eat and spoils and whatnot. And if you're like me and you don't have somebody to spoil you, then you should just spoil yourself. So that's what I plan on doing. So I've got a great show lined up for you guys today. There's loads of food and drink involved as per usual, and then some awesome events that are coming up as well. So do stay tuned. It is going to be fun. So last week, Friday, I headed through to the Tsohosan Sun Square at Monte Cassino for their chef's challenge. I didn't actually know this was the second chef's challenge. So the first one that they did they did at a restaurant in Hyde Park. But basically the idea of the chef's challenge is to create a stir, excuse the pun, and take the leading chef from the group out of the comfort zone of their restaurant or their kitchen and challenge them to prepare a meal for a select group of invited guests within a very unique location on the property. So the one that I went to at Sun Square, they challenged Chef Kenny Ngubani of Aria Restaurant to produce some tasting portion-sized dishes from the Aria menu. And the hotel set up this gorgeous little tent on the lawn. And it was almost like a little picnic, except just with tables. It was really, really fun. And Kenny was challenged to bring us some amazing dishes, which he did very well, might I add. We kicked off with some amazing canapés. There were smoked salmon canapés, cream cheese with blinis and caviar, and grilled Mediterranean veg. There was loads of, it was just absolutely amazing. And then we had a selected exotic pizza starters. And then the main course was obviously Aria speciality, which is the curries, because obviously Aria is owned by Chef Dina Naidu, who's one of the MasterChef winners way back in the day. So this is, his speciality is the curry, and they do it very well. The butter chicken curry is amazing. This is my second time having it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And then we also had a bean and prawn curry, and it was absolutely fantastic. The curries are super, super great. And then dessert, we wound up with a bit of an upside-down cheesecake and a cheese selection with biscuits, which was also very, very good. So Kenny's been in the kitchen since 1990. He's been with Tsohosan since 2007, and he's now the executive chef at Monte Cassino with a very strong involvement with Aria. And he really enjoyed the challenge. He came to chat to us, and he just said it was just something different to do. You know, I think the idea is to, you know, you get so used to doing things in a certain way, at a certain speed, in a certain, you know, now they're serving outdoors. They've got to bear in mind the waiters have to walk, so the food can't get cold or can't get warm or melt or whatever. So it just kind of sort of like shakes things up a bit for them. So that was loads of fun. So if you want to head through to Aria, you can give them a call on 011-557-7007 to book your table. Like I said, the butter chicken is absolutely amazing. And Tsohosan has over 90 hotels and 14 casino and entertainment complexes throughout South Africa, Africa, and the Seychelles and Dubai. So if you're traveling, do keep an eye out from them. They really are my home away from home. I actually spend an inordinate amount of time at Tsohosan. So that was the chef's challenge. Keep an eye out. I'm sure there'll be another one coming up. And I just love the concept of sort of, you know, getting the chefs out of their comfort zone. Speaking of chefs, or sticking with chefs, should I say, Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen, well-known South African chef, originally from Middelburg, who now lives in France, found out last week that he has retained his Michelin star for his restaurant Jan. And he's going to be keeping the star for 2017, which is, I mean, we know to get a Michelin star is like a heck of a lot of work. And to retain that rating or to retain that star is some pretty hard work that goes into it as well. So a big congrats to him. He's based in Nice in the south of France, and they received the award early last year for the first time, and they are keeping it now for 2017. And it's actually quite funny because Jan says that the retention of the star becomes a mind occupation morning, noon, and night, and sometimes you put your head on the pillow and you dream about this Michelin star. So it becomes sort of an all-consuming thing to get it and to retain it. So, I mean, for a boy from Middelburg, he's done pretty well for himself. I must say, and what he's doing is—it's absolutely great. He's got his team installed in his kitchen. There's three South Africans working at the restaurant: Kevin Grobler, Rutger Esfogel, and Scott Armstrong. And they're growing slowly. And he's introducing South African flavors and foodstuffs, which many of us know from our childhood or sort of a staple meal, which he's now introducing to French and international diners. And they've got some amazing current winter dishes on their winter menu because obviously it's winter overseas. Millipap and truffles, there's stuff made with pork lard, they've got bride marshmallows, biscuits, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's absolutely fantastic. So if you want to find out more about Jan Hendrik van Avestes and his restaurant, Jan, located in Nice in France, visit my website, heatherhook.com, and you can check out the article there. And I've also got a link through to his website so you can go and see a little bit more about what he does. But very well done to Jan van Avestes and I'm Hendrik van Avestes. Now I'm quite excited. I'm not quite sure what to expect. I'm moving more into beer and drinking beer, and I have a lot of friends that love beer. But craft beer and live music, always a winner. And the Green Live and Green Craft Bar in Moordefontein are back, and they're going to be presenting their annual Green Craft Beer Fest at Gululies Park on the 4th of March. So it's part of a campaign that they're running, which I really love. It's called hashtag expect more north in the east, which I think is quite funny. And basically what they're trying to do is just showcase more awesome venues in the east of Johannesburg and try and get people out there and just let them see a little bit more about what's available. So the Craft Beer Festival is going to include some of the finest craft beer breweries and some local musicians, as well as they're doing the Aces Brewworks Beer Pong Challenge, which aims to break the 6,000 cup mark. I'm not quite sure what this entails. I'm going to find out and I'm going to let you know, because 6,000 cups of beer, and the last time I played beer pong, it was an absolute disaster. So let's find out more about that and I'll get back to you on that. But as I said, this is their second year running. There's going to be 10 local craft breweries that are going to be there. Some amazing food, the craft beer breweries that are going to be there: Darling Brew, Mad Giant, Devil's Peak Brewing Company, Branner's Draft, loads more. There's going to be great music lined up. Rubber Duck, one of my favorite bands, is going to be there. Bad Peter, Justin Serraro, Trevor Ribello, absolutely awesome. And then there's going to be some delicious food on sale courtesy of On The Go Food Truck, the Sushi Bus, Pink Waffle Cabin, and one of my favorites, Something Fresh. So do make sure that you get your tickets. They're kids under 12, no charge, and no 13 to 17 year olds. And obviously, like I said, that's Saturday the 4th of March at Gululies Function Venue, which is in Bedford View, from 10 until 6. Tickets are 150 rand and they are available on New Tickets. Otherwise, you can also just head across to my website, click on the Green Craft Beer link and go and check it all out, and you can book your tickets via there as well. Okay, so last night I actually went through to spend a really special evening with the team from Häagen-Dazs. So Häagen-Dazs has introduced, in their sit-down restaurants, they've introduced, it's almost like a menu. So you can select stuff to drink, which obviously involves Häagen-Dazs, and they're very yummy. Milkshakes, coffees, they do a fantastic sort of a light, refreshing drink with San Pellegrino, blood orange, and then it's got some mango and raspberry Häagen-Dazs in, and it's refreshing and tasty and really, really yummy. And then they also do moments, so you can select off the menu. They've got shop-created moments, and then you can also create your own moment, which is loads of fun. So basically, it's kind of like Bilderberger. So you select your stuff, you put your stuff together, so you select your base. So, for example, I had waffles. Then you can add your ice cream scoop selections. You pay per scoop, as many as you want. I went with my very favorite salted caramel flavor, and then I also took the cookie dough chip, which was yummy, whatever floats your boat. You can then select a sauce to go on the top, so if you want chocolate or caramel, whatever they put that on. And then you can also add toppings, so things like fresh fruit, chocolate sprinkles, nuts, all that kind of stuff, and just create an absolutely magical moment with Häagen-Dazs. And I think that the entire idea of the campaign is that it's so nice to just actually, instead of spending money on gifts, to actually just go out with a loved one and have some time poring over the menu and putting together this absolutely magic creation that obviously you'll take loads of photos of and just have a fun day out. So if you are looking for something chill to do this Valentine's Day, this month of love, why not join their Share the Love campaign? Get creative, head on in. You can, as I said, you can put your own thing together, or you can choose from the store creations like banana splits or brownie explosions or whatever else they've got on the menu. But it really, really is an awesome concept. There are sit-down restaurants in Sandton City, Rosebank, Mall of Africa, and Brooklyn Mall. And then if you are in Cape Town, Canal Walk and V&A are on the boat as well. So if you are getting involved, please take a photo of your creation. I've put some of mine up as well. And, do make sure to pop it on Instagram or Twitter, and please use the hashtag #HDShareTheLove so we can spread a little bit more about this absolutely fantastic idea. I think it's great, and they are really yummy, and the service was really good. So I had a blast with some friends there last night. Definitely one not to be missed. Guys, don't forget, I've spoken about a couple of times already, Rubber Duck are playing tonight at Preemie in Lifestyle Center. They're being joined by Majosi. And the show is called Cupid Clap Me. And it's going to also feature their new single Feet, which just went on radio last week. So I think it's going to be an absolute blast. So do make sure that you've booked your tickets. Head online. Join us at Preemie Lifestyle this evening. Rubber Duck and Majosi, Cupid Clap Me. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. If you are still sickling or looking for something to do for Valentine's, you're a little bit stuck, why not check out the Arbor Cafe in Illovo? It is absolutely beautiful. They've got the most magical courtyard that they light up in the evenings. And they actually have a 3-course meal for Valentine's Day on the go. So I've got all the menus, and I did speak about it last week. I've got everything available on my website. Go and check it out. Their 3-course meal, they've got, it includes some champagne. And yeah, it's a really, really awesome little venue. It's sort of French-inspired cafe theme, which is great. So if you want to get hold of them, give them a call, 788-4111. Or you can also visit their Facebook page or head on over to heatherhook.com and click on Arbor Cafe. I'm sure net florists are going absolutely hectic today. Guys, I think, I don't know if you can still order, you probably can, or if you want to surprise somebody tomorrow or later in the week, do keep net florist in mind. They're also doing their awesome Feel the Love campaign. So you can drop them a tweet today and just include, so obviously their handles at net florist, include the hashtag free love, and they will put your message up on selected billboards around Johannesburg between 1 and 2 today. So if you maybe want to surprise your loved one with a message, or you just got something awesome that you want to say, make sure that you tweet net florist and use free love as your hashtag, and you could actually probably see your message up on a billboard around Joburg. I think it's going to be pretty darn awesome. And obviously, don't forget, if you would like to win a set of tickets to see the Lumineers when they are here in South Africa on the 28th of April, all you need to do is get engaged with me on social media. I need some interaction. I need some sharing. I need some retweeting, as well as your favorite song lyrics from the Lumineers. And please make sure to obviously tag me in the tweet, and please use the hashtags Lumineers and Big Concerts, because that's how we're going to track that you've tweeted us and gotten engaged. Also, don't forget, I've got sets of tickets to give away to Brooklyn Bubbles, which is taking place in Pretoria on the 4th of March. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event, and those tickets are valued at 600 Rand per set, and you get your tasting glasses and some coupons and get to go and taste some amazing local and international champagnes and bubblies as well. It's going to be loads of fun. Guys, my time is up for this week. I hope you have an absolutely splendiferous Valentine's Day. Please do get engaged with me on social media. I love interacting with you all. My Twitter handle, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com, also Heather L. Hook. Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And do head across to my website, www.heatherhook.com. All my info and everything that I've spoken about is on my website. So do check it out. And if you've got any events that are coming up in your area and you'd like me to come through and cover them or chat to people about them, you can drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. Sending all my love on this most romantic day of the year, and I'll chat you guys a little bit later this week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.